is the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
Young love, thought it wasn't a phase. We were so broke, working minimum wage. You know your mama had enough of me, I wasn't a saint. Sneaking out the bathroom window at a quarter to eight. We were growing up in a small town life. That we'd be 18 for the rest of our lives. Maybe settle down and then make you my wife. And then everything changed in the blink of an eye. It's hard when you face the truth inside and out. So don't go on blaming yourself. Oh, 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 no, no, no. Might sound crazy when I drive by your place lately. The lights keep coming on, but the lights keep coming on. Oh yeah, been 6 months since I saw ya, and I know we're moving on. Oh, yeah, the lights keep coming on, while the lights keep coming on. Yeah, the lights keep coming on. Yeah, the lights keep coming on. All the lights keep coming on. So close, I remember the days when we went and bought a couch, when we got a new place. We were sleeping on the floor cause we both couldn't wait. You were straight out of a movie with the look on your face. Then we fast forward a year and a month, then the pain got deep and it started to cut. Tell me how to come to this when it started as love. Yeah, I knew I couldn't stay cause it wasn't enough for you. It's hard when you face the truth inside and out. So don't go on blaming yourself. Oh, 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 no, no, no. Baby, I know this might sound crazy. When I drive by your place lately, the lights keep coming on. The lights keep coming on. Oh, yeah, been 6 months since I saw you. And I know we're moving on. Oh, yeah, the lights keep coming on. Why the lights keep coming on? Sound. Keep coming on.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
the Nat and Drew Show's Throwback Throwdown.
Two show members, two throwbacks. You decide the winner. It is Halloween, so of course, a Halloween theme.
And really, on Halloween morning, there's only one choice.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
You know, when this song first came out in the early 60s, Bobby Boris Pickett put out a whole album of Halloween songs. A grand total of one of them survives.
Sure, sure.
But there was a whole album of them, but the Monster Mash is the goat of Halloween songs.
So, you know what? Absolutely. Is it a great song? Is it a fun song? Of course it is. Of course it is. But you know what? You've also heard it. You're going to hear it again later on today. And it's very predictable. I picked something that I think you should open your ears and your heart to. This is actually the fourth collaboration that Eminem and Rihanna have done together. It came out in 2013. My pick this morning is The Monster.
Cool and cool and kooky is cool key, but I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause
I'm friends with the monster that's trying to pop it. Get along with the boys.
Take that, Bobby Boris.
Tickets. Don't forget the Crypt Kickers, too.
And the Crypt Kickers. So my pick is The Monster with the Eminem and Rihanna.
Monster versus Monster Mash. Aaron?
It's so easy for me. I mean, I personally, Monster Mash is one of my favorite songs all year long. Like, that is a great song for every reason. I'm sorry, Monster Mash.
There you go.
You're saying sorry to the Monster Mash.
I'm sorry to you and your friend Eminem that you just picked that song so you could play him.
It's kind of rude for you to offer him up like a sacrificial lamb here on
Well, we don't know for sure. Like, I'm just thinking that people won't be super predictable. But like, if you want to be predictable and boring on Halloween, that's fine.
That's right.
If you want to hear Monster Mash, text the word Drew to 103535.
If you want to hear The Monster with Eminem and Rihanna, text the word Nat to 103535. We'll play the winner next. Throwbacks. It is Halloween, so Halloween themed this morning. Drew picking first.
The Halloween song GOAT, the greatest of all time.
He did the monster mash.
Nat is challenging this morning.
I'm suggesting a new GOAT. A new greatest of all time.
I'm cuckoo and kooky is cool key, but I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Eminem and Rihanna, the monster, just for something different. Spicy on Halloween. Aaron is keeping a tab on all the votes and texts coming in.
Trick or treat, going with Drew, gotta do it. Kim says, Nat, thanks so much for serving up an alternative. We're gonna hear Monster Mash all day.
You're right, Kim. Uh-huh.
For a good reason.
Florence says, you know what, gotta go with the classic, Monster Mash. And then we get this note, Monster Mash is fire, it's the greatest. I'm 10, and I love your show, Luke.
Thank you, Luke. Yeah. Good morning. Happy Halloween.
And you know what? Everyone agrees with Luke.
No. There's no way that I didn't
Did I get 100% of the vote?
Okay, no, more than half of the people agree with Luke. With 58%.
Luke!
Monster Mash.
Like,
man.
Luke, listen, I'm not... You're young, you don't know yet.
We're in the laboratory now. Russian's flag began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the match.
They did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the match.
They did the monster match. The zombies were having fun. And his son.
Wow.
The scene was rocky, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds.
Wow.
The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the match.
They played the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the match.
They played the monster match. From his coffin, Jack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the match.
It's now the monster match.
The monster match.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the match.
It's caught on and flash.
It's now the match.
It's now the monster match. Now everything's cool. Jack's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what is said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
You're listening to the Nat and Drew Show.
Happy Halloween!
Move 1035.
If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine. Mr. Bossman's on your back. You left your laptop in the taxi cab and you're crying in the park on your break. Your boyfriend can't talk you down. He doesn't understand what you're all about, but you've gotten kind of used to the taste. Don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the highs and the lows. It's alright to need somebody. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come on. Shoulder, come over, it's all good, baby, cry on mine.
So how is Tom Brady feeling about this week's big bombshell?
Here's the scoop.
We found out earlier in the week that Gisele Bündchen, Tom's ex, is expecting a baby with her boyfriend, Joaquin Valente, the famous jiu-jitsu instructor. It was the subject of several jokes at Brady's roast back in May. Brady did have the heads up on the news before it went public this week, and sources say he was shocked. He knew Gisele and Joaquin were serious. He just never imagined they'd have a baby together. Ultimately, he realized this is really none of his business, and now that the initial shock has worn off, he's happy for her, but did not see this coming at all, as I think very few of us did.
Yeah, you know, I think part of it is her age. She's 44, so it is getting, you know, she has had two other children, so that does make it easier to have kids later in life if you've already given birth. So there's that. But I think maybe because of her age, like had she been 30, it would have, of course, been expected.
Different, yes.
But just the age thing. But, I mean, what is he going to say? He's like, I'm not happy for her. Like, he has to say he's happy for her.
Yeah.
He can't be like, I'm not.
Yeah.
Because I just have my hosting, and then what else is he doing right now? And is auctioning? He's an auction?
Yes.
He's putting up some of his football memorabilia for auction.
That's right.
He's in all kinds of things.
Is he
owns an NFL football team now too. He's part owner of the Vegas Raiders.
So then why is he putting his stuff up for auction? That just feels like somebody that needs money.
And why did he post that really sad song?
Landslide?
Is he okay?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't. I thought that was a cry for help.
I actually think Tom Brady is living his best life right now.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you would.
And you would think that he's desperate and sad and broke.
No.
That is typically how you guys are wired, and this is how I am wired.
Now, we're not stupid, Drew. We know he's not broke.
Yeah.
Well, that made it sound like he was broke, like he was having a garage sale on a Saturday in May.
No, but you know what it is? It's sort of like rich people that have garage sales, which really angers me. Because I feel like, just donate your stuff. You're rich. You live in Shaughnessy. Why are you having and that doesn't happen that often in Shaughnessy, but I've definitely seen them. Why have I seen them? Because I've gone by. Anywho, that's what that makes me
Thank you
feel
for
like.
Clarifying.
Okay. Now, speaking of rich, if you were married to a billionaire, would you want to work? Because Selma Hayek is making news because she feels that she needs to work. She's married to retail billionaire François-Henri Pinault. They've been married for 15 years. They do not have a prenup. But she's like, you know, I support a lot of the aspects of my life myself. I have the pressure to make a certain amount of money, and I like it. So I wasn't fully sure the way the story was going, because it seemed like she doesn't have to work if she doesn't want to. But if they are keeping a lot of stuff separate, maybe she does feel like, oh, okay, you know, I do have to work because you've got a billionaire lifestyle and I do not over here.
Is there anything that she can auction off? Pair up with Tom Brady a little bit and kind of jump onto that thing.
Yes.
Is there anything from the last Magic Mike movie that Salma Hayek wore that you'd be interested in, Aaron?
You know what? I can't hear. Everything you've said, I don't care. Just the minute you mentioned Magic Mike, I lost all concentration. The scene in that most recent movie between Salma and Magic
Channing
Mike.
Yeah. Aaron literally thinks his name in real life is Magic Mike.
Isn't it?
No.
Isn't it?
No.
I'm just saying, if you want a little spice, just watch that scene. It's so great.
Aaron's watched it over and over and over again.
Uh-huh. I've got it saved on my computer. At work.
The Scoop. Weekdays at 7:20, 8:20, and 9:20.
Move 1035.
Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba,
decision. Move 103.5. Time for the At Work play of the $1,000 Minute.
Caller 25, looking for you. 604-280-1035. We'll play coming up next.
New music.
I'm Chapel Roan, and this is Good Luck, Babe, on Move.
It's fine. It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With their arms out like an angel through the caution rail. I don't want to call it off, but you don't want to call it love. You only want to be the one that I call baby. Because I'm the poison boys. So I'm not a shot to stop the feeling. You can say it's just the way you are. Make an excuse, the stupid reason. The hook where you are. Well, the hook where you are. Yeah, just stop the world, just to stop the feeling. The hook where you are. Well, the hook where you are. Yeah, just stop the world, just to stop the feeling. You can say, who cares? It's a sexual.
Here to play a Halloween-themed edition of the $1,000 Minute. Are you in costume right now as you play the game, Amy?
I sure am.
What are you?
I'm Joy.
You're Joy from Inside Out?
I am.
Nice.
With the blue wig and everything.
Oh, cute.
That
cute.
Seems like one of the hottest certainly
yes.
group costumes this year. Is there anybody else that you're with that's also Inside Out themed, or is it just you as Joy?
All of us.
You're yeah. all. Okay. You were
We've
gonna...
got eight people all in the theme, so it's great.
Nice. I actually, Amy, I don't know if you know this, but I am dressed up as well, and I think my costume is very joyful.
Mm-hmm.
I dressed up as Erin.
Sweet.
Yes. And you can't even tell.
You can't tell. You look exactly like me.
I do.
It's freaky.
I do. I look exactly like you.
My favorite sticker, she's covered in these name tags. She's wearing a wig that looks like Aaron's hair. She's got a candy cane draped around her neck, Amy. But my favorite of the stickers that Nat has put on, which contains some of the things that Aaron's known for saying, but my favorite one is crafting is cool.
Crafting is cool, though.
Yeah, that's, I know. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just, it is.
Amy, winning $1,000 is pretty cool,
yep.
too. 10 trivia questions,
cool.
60
yep.
seconds. Get them all right in the time limit, and you win big. If not, $10 for each correct answer you do give us this morning. Are you ready, Amy?
I'm ready.
All Halloween-themed questions. The $1,000 minute starts now.
What do you call a man who practices witchcraft?
A warlock.
What is the name of Anthony Hopkins' character in Silence of the Lambs?
Hannibal Lecter.
Halloween celebrations span 3 days in Spain. True or false?
True.
What color is Frankenstein in Hotel Transylvania?
Green.
What did the Irish carve before pumpkins on Halloween? Turnips or eggplants?
Turnips.
What horror movie franchise is Jason Voorhees the serial killer in?
Jason. Friday the 13th.
How many bones are in the average human skeleton, 306 or 206?
206.
What Shakespeare play does the quote, double-double toil and trouble come from?
Macbeth.
According to the song, if there's something weird in your neighborhood, who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
It's Diwali. Does Diwali translate to row of lights or starlight in Sanskrit?
The first one.
Row of lights.
Row of lights.
All right.
There we go. With 4 seconds left on the clock.
Sweet.
Amy, you rocked it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But you missed one.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Okay.
You missed one.
Oh.
You are going to kick yourself over the one. I actually didn't know this until just playing this game. So okay. Frankenstein in the Hotel Transylvania movies,
uh-huh.
in those movies, the one where Adam Sandler does the voice,
uh-huh.
Frankenstein is blue. And that's because Universal Pictures owns the copyright on Green Frankenstein from the old Universal Monster movies from, gosh, 90 years ago now, when they didn't even have color. They still have the trademark on it. That's the only thing. It's the only one you missed.
The only one I missed?
Yeah.
It's $90 for you this morning on the $1,000 minute.
Hey, $90 is $90.
There you go. See? You do embody joy.
That'll pay for my costume.
Happy Halloween, Amy. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
$1,000 minute weekdays, 7:35 and 9:35 on Move.
All I want to get is a little bit closer.
This is the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already sung. And I guess right now here's another one. So humanity will play on and on. With the best of all.
On Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Just about done for this Halloween morning. Thank you so much for joining us. But before we go, yes, there was some Halloween fun, but we learned some things along the way. Nat, what did you learn this morning?
Well, it's not so much what I learned, but it is just really a reminder, because it is Halloween, to keep your pets inside tonight. Like, I'm sure they're mostly inside all the time anyway. But, you know, just for if you're doing bathroom breaks and things like that, make sure they're on secure leashes for your cats. Keep them inside. It's fireworks. It's mayhem. Fireworks are really scary for most animals. They don't like it. The fireworks will continue to go off. We've tried to stop them. They don't stop. They just go.
That's getting a little wound up. Okay. Yeah.
But just make sure your animals are safe. And you know what? If you have to, like, you know, call your vet and also get, you can get medicine. I give it to my dog. I take it. It's great.
Everybody's medicated at Nat's house tonight, that's whether they have two or four legs.
We're going to bed at 7.
Aaron, what did you learn this morning?
I learned that Starbucks has decided that they're not going to charge you extra anymore if you prefer a non-dairy type of milk. Mm-hmm.
This has been a long time coming. What you were saying, I'm not a coffee guy, but Nat, you were saying it was sometimes as much as 80 cents more?
Yeah, it's usually about 80 cents more. So if you had like a latte and you want it with soy, which I do, they would charge more for it. And people have been like asking for years. I think even really at one point, Paul McCartney was like, why am I paying extra for a dairy alternative? And so Starbucks, because they're actually having some financial problems. They want to keep more customers in. Mm-hmm. Economically, Starbucks, their drinks are expensive. So they're going to level the playing field and they're all the same price.
If Paul McCartney is complaining about the price, you know you have a pricing issue. He's one of the richest singers on the planet. And I would like to wish on behalf of all all of us, just wish everyone who is celebrating Diwali,
yeah,
the Festival of Lights, the absolute best time. This is awesome that it's all come together on this day. So enjoy the sweets, enjoy the treats, and all of the celebrations as Diwali begins today as well. You can listen to the show on demand anytime. It's worthwhile checking out the podcast today to hear our trick-or-treat game from earlier today, to hear us eat some of the grossest jelly beans ever invented.
I still taste them. Still have, like, and I don't think I'm very dramatic most of the time. It's horrific. I ate a full Twix for breakfast to cover up the taste.
Just search for the Nat and Drew Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the usual routine. Thanks to you on Move 103.5. Our playlist is never routine. Because Move 103.5 music influencers help us pick the songs. Have your say in what we play. Help make Move 103.5 even better. Sign up today. Tell us what gets you moving. And you could bank an easy $500 for sharing your opinion. In the car, at work, at home, wherever. Tell us what's next. Join the Move 103.5 music influencers at move1035.ca.
Are you looking for an endless selection of entertainment? Get Crave. What do I mean by endless? Okay, here goes. Heart-pounding thrillers, epic adventures, the latest blockbusters, the only place to watch HBO, sizzling reality shows, homegrown originals, your favorite sitcoms. How much time do I have left? 15 seconds? Start streaming the Harry Potter film series, Shoresy, Love Island USA, HBO originals like The Penguin, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, The White Lotus. Wait, did I mention Friends? We barely scratched the surface. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
It's that time of year. Time for a new dining room table for family dinners. Time to update your sectional or sofa for evenings on the couch. Time for a comfy new mattress or bedroom set. The Fall into Comfort Sale at Jags is back. Enjoy incredible savings store-wide on furniture and mattresses for a limited time. Use your Jags card and don't pay for up to 15 months with 0% interest, no AC. Conditions apply. Fall into comfort at Jags. Showrooms in Langley, Coquitlam, and Abbotsford. Online at jagsfurniture.ca.
Lulu Island, Lulu Island.
Relax in the cozy autumn vibes of Lulu Island Winery. Soak up the seasonal charm right here in your own backyard. From casual get-togethers to festive celebrations, Lulu Island Winery is the perfect spot to make fall memories with friends, family, and your furry pals. Come by. Let's make this season unforgettable together on Westminster Highway in Richmond.
With Captain Mighty.
Ah, here's a tasty nugget. Did you know heroes love Halloween?
I did not.
Gives us a chance to don other heroes' togs. This year I'm dressing up as a hero from Hero Home Care.
Hero Home Care?
Whether the need is companionship, 24-hour nursing care, or something in between, they provide solutions for peace of mind for families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
And that's why they're heroes, not just caregivers.
One hundy. Say, do you know what witches put on their bagels?
Uh-uh.
Scream cheese.
Oof.
Hero!
Homecare.ca. At White Spot, we know that some things are simply meant to go together. You know, like ketchup and fries, dads and corny jokes, or enjoying comfort food in a super comfy spot. White Spot, the ultimate pairing. So come in and try our new comfort menu featuring tasty things like tender chicken pot pie and flaky pastry, home-style braised beef and seasonal roasted vegetables, or my personal favorite pairing, carrot and cake. Comfort food and family. It's what we do. White Spot. We'll see you soon.
Vancouver's favorite holiday craft fair turns 50. Circle Craft Holiday Market, returning for 5 days only at the Vancouver Convention Center. Come explore and find unique gifts you won't get anywhere else. From ceramics, woodwork, textiles, and leather, to jewelry, skincare, gourmet foods, and more. Meet over 300 artisans face-to-face. Enjoy live music and demos, and indulge in festive food and drinks, all while getting ahead of your holiday shopping. Circle Craft Holiday Market, November 6th to 10th at the Vancouver Convention Center. Get tickets at CircleCraft.com.
Ready to shop the Sephora Savings event?
I was born ready.
Let's do this. What are you getting at the biggest beauty event of the year?
A new Sol de Janeiro body cream, my fave Charlotte Tilbury lipstick, and a Kylie parfum. Your turn.
Okay. Summer Fridays Jet Lag Mask, Rare Beauty by Selena Gomez Blush, Amika Shampoo and Conditioner, and a new Valentino scent.
Beauty Insiders, everything is on sale during the Sephora Savings event. Rouge members get early access on November 1st. VIB and Insiders start saving November 5th. Offers end November 11th, only at Sephora. Shop in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
Hello?
Fiona, I'm on Zanzibar with a pendant I've designed for people in love. It's sort of a three-dimensional Mobius circle.
Three-dimensional?
If you trace your finger along the pathway, your journey will circle all the way around the front and the back of the pendant before returning you to where you started.
Sounds impossible.
I call it the road we travel. I'll email you the drawings. Tell Callum and Michael that you designed it, okay?
Sarah, what am I going to do with you?
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver and Langley.
Todd Delvedere for the VGH Millionaire Lottery. We're thrilled to let you know that this year's lottery is better than ever. More bonus prize winners, more early bird winners, and the biggest grand prize cash amount ever. $2.8 million. Become a multimillionaire with BC's biggest home lottery. Plus a huge 50-50 jackpot. Win big and support VGH and UBC Hospital Foundation. Order tickets online at millionairelottery.com.
19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
Hey, it's the King of Floors. Why would you go to those boutique flooring places with the tiny little wee samples and the high prices? Here at the King of Floors, we have over 300 different types of flooring in stock at our 85,000 square foot mega flooring warehouse. And you can take full size samples home. And because we buy direct, you're going to save a boatload of money. See us today at King of Floors.
The King of Floors, Highway 10, one block east of 152nd in Surrey, online at kingoffloors.com.
This is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale.
And this is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale at Sleep Country. Black Friday just isn't the same at Sleep Country, except for the best deals on the best brands. Get hot prices on lifestyle bases starting at only $899 and take advantage of our unbeatable price guarantee. We will beat any competitor pricing. Don't miss out. The Black Friday event is on now at Sleep Country. Speak to a sleep expert for full details.
Here we go.
Let's get the music moving.
Moving, moving.
60 minutes of nonstop variety starts now.
Don't you stop the music.
On Move.
Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean, on the cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good face. Lauren Kaplan, Manitou, Betty Davis, we love you. Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there, let's get to it.
Today's best variety, Move 1035.
You put me on a pedestal and tell me I'm the best. Raise me up into the sky until I'm short of breath. With confidence, I say what's in my chest. Spill my words and tear me down until there's nothing left. Rearrange the pieces just to fill me with the rest, yeah. But what if I trip?
When the world put me on a pedestal, I had big dreams of doing shows and making memories. Made some bad moves trying to act cool, upset by their jealousy. Lifting me up, lifting me up, tearing me down, tearing me down. Take responsibility for everything I've done. Holding it against me like you're the holy one. I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go. Unforgiveness keeps them in control. I came in with good intentions, then I let it go. And now I really wanna know. What if I trip?
Station. Move! Home of the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 10.
And today's best variety.
Right here.
Move.
Move 1035.
Move 1035.